VOA News. I'm David Byrd. On day two of their impeachment arguments, House Democrats are focusing on what they call President Trump's dangerous abuse of power. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
This conduct is not America first. It is Donald Trump first.
House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler teed up the session by saying no president has ever abused power like the current one. From there, colleague Sylvia Garcia zeroed in on the president pressuring Ukraine to investigate political foe Joe Biden, saying there's zero evidence Biden or his son did anything improper.
There was no basis.
She says the president wanted it for a reason.
For his own political benefit.
Republicans largely watched impassively, some visibly bored. Trump lawyer Jay Sekulow says focusing on the Bidens was a mistake by Democrats.
I was very surprised.
And he'll start rebutting the case this weekend. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The World Health Organization has decided against declaring a deadly coronavirus outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the outbreak poses a very high risk in China, regionally and globally. He urges countries to remain vigilant and take precautionary measures to protect their people from becoming infected. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The International Court of Justice has ordered Myanmar to take urgent measures to protect its Muslim Rohingya population from persecution and atrocities, and to preserve evidence of alleged crimes against them. Reuters' Joe Dan.
It accused Myanmar of genocide against Rohingya in violation of a 1948 convention.
It is concluded on reasonable grounds that the Rohingya people remain at serious risk of genocide under the terms of the Genocide Convention.
More than 730,000 Rohingya fled Myanmar after a military-led crackdown in 2017. The ruling dealt only with Gambia's request for so-called preliminary measures, the equivalent of a restraining order for states. It gives no indication of the court's final decision, which could take years to reach.
That's Joe Davies reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu both accused Iran of being anti-Semitic. Commemorate the 75th anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. Linda Gradstein reports.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence spoke emotionally about the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp.
Before the war was over, in its 5 years of existence, more than 1.1 million men, women, and children would perish at Auschwitz.
The vice president said the world must never let the Holocaust happen again. The commemoration comes as anti-Semitism is increasing around the world. Israeli officials say they hope that bringing all of these world leaders together will lead to new resolve to fight anti-Semitism around the world. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Trump administration on Thursday ended federal protection for many of the nation's millions of kilometers of streams, wetlands, and other water bodies in a sweeping environmental rollback that could leave the waterways more vulnerable to pollution. Andrew Wheeler is the EPA administrator.
The Trump administration's Navigable Waters Protection Rule brings regulatory certainty to American farmers, landowners, businesses, and the American public, and should significantly curtail the need to hire teams of attorneys to tell them how to use their own land.
Environmental groups and public health advocates say the rollback will allow businesses to dump pollutants into unprotected waterways and fill in wetlands, threatening public water supplies downstream and harming wildlife and habitat. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.